For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On podcast, where we're focused on giving hope and strength to the entire military community. Whether you're a veteran, active duty, guard, reserve, or a family member, this podcast will share inspirational stories and resources that are useful to you. I'm your host, Scott DeLuzio, and now let's get on with the show. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Drive On podcast. Today, my guest is Lauren Fonville. Lauren is a military spouse and specializes in helping others alleviate their stress, anxiety, and trauma through a technique called emotional freedom technique. Welcome to the show, Lauren. I'm glad to have you on.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm so excited to be here and talk with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about what you do?
Sure. Yeah. So like you said, I am a military spouse and I specialize in EFT. It's also referred to as tapping. And I have used it personally in my journey with anxiety and stress. And it has been so helpful to me that I felt called to go on to get trained to share it with others, and particularly sharing it with military folk is important to me, as I am a Navy wife, and I know how stressful it can be. And I was actually introduced to EFT shortly before my husband's most recent deployment, and I credit it with helping me get through that tough time.
Well, that's really cool. I'm glad that you found this technique for yourself to kind of make the process a little bit easier for you and kind of alleviate your own anxiety. But could you tell us how you got into doing this and how you found out about it and how you discovered it and kind of everything that was going on then?
Yeah. So we found out that my husband was going to have to deploy. He's in the reserves now, so it came as a little bit of a surprise. I wasn't anticipating it, so it kind of came out of nowhere. And the anxiety really set in because at the time I had two young kids and just, you know, the brain starts circling and all the thoughts start going. And so for me, when I start to feel really anxious and overwhelmed, I typically will find myself in a yoga class, and that's exactly what happened. So I was in this yoga class and I happened to see a flyer for yoga teacher training. And that was my first step on this journey, as I signed up for yoga teacher training. And I don't know what happened that day, but it was like this calling, this push that I had to do this. And it started the weekend after my husband left for deployment. And I didn't know how I was logistically going to make it happen, being that like my family was far away, but I knew that I had to do it. So I signed up. And through that process of being in the yoga studio and around, you know, other like-minded people that are talking about energy work, I was introduced to EFT. And for those of you that are not familiar with what EFT is, it stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, and it really does help you do just that. It helps you find freedom from your emotions. And when I describe it, I often talk about or compare it to acupuncture, because people are more familiar with acupuncture. So if you go to an acupuncturist, they're going to take those little needles and they're going to put them in at certain points around your body. And with tapping, instead of putting little needles in, we're just using acupressure and gently tapping on certain points of the body. And it has that similar impact. And there's a lot of science behind what's going on while you're tapping on these points, and we can get into that. But I mean, it was really because I was introduced to it because I was in the yoga studio. I was around these other people. I joined different groups that were exposing to me to all sorts of different modalities. And at that point, I was willing to try anything to feel better. And I thought when I first was learning about this, the idea of tapping on yourself, to just physically tapping on yourself to reduce anxiety or to reduce physical pain, that seemed very out there to me. That didn't seem like something real. And, but like I said, I was in this point where I was so anxious. I was like, whatever, I'm here. I'm going to try it. I'll give it a whirl. And in the first group session that I was in, I was shocked to be like, wait a second, what's happening? I do feel better. What's going on? And, you know, my brain is trying to process why this is working. But the fact of the matter is that it did work. And that just really piqued my curiosity. And so I continued to explore it and tap, and eventually led me down this path to get certified to help others with it.
So you touched on something that, to me, I didn't really make this connection before when I was doing my research, trying to figure out exactly what all this meant and what, you know, what you do and everything like that. But so when you compared it to acupuncture, mm-hmm. it really made a lot of sense of, you know, how that works, because acupuncture is pretty well known. I think a lot of people know what with the needles and everything, but for me, I have a big problem with needles. Almost every time, like any kind of needle comes near me, and my wife can tell you about this, because I she was there for one time when this happened. Anytime any needles come around me, I pass out.
Okay.
And so needles and me just don't get along. I have no tattoos. I try not to do any blood work if I can avoid it. It's just not they're just not my friend. Mm-hmm. When I had a surgery and they had to put an IV in my arm, and I was sitting in the waiting room waiting to go back into the surgery room, and my wife was sitting there with me, and about a minute after they put the IV thing in my arm, I just was on the floor, passed out.
Oh,
so,
no.
So I am no good with needles at all. But tapping, I think I can handle. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's a great alternative.
Yeah, absolutely. So for someone like me, as soon as you said that, it totally piqued my interest, because whenever I see acupuncture and there's all these benefits. No thanks, I'm good. Yeah. I'll probably crack my skull on the floor as I pass out or whatever. So no, all good there. So you also mentioned that there's you know, science backing this process and everything. And I would love to hear more about that and kind of what goes into this whole process.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start by saying the points that we tap on, just like when you go to the acupuncturist and the needles, and the points that they put the needles in at are the end points of the meridians. And the meridians are how energy flows through our body. So just like how blood flows through our blood vessels, energy flows through our meridians. And sometimes that energy can get stuck, and tapping on it helps to get it moving. But the more sciencey part of this, right, is when you're experiencing stress and anxiety or overwhelm, the amygdala in the brain is firing off, right? The amygdala is that part of the brain that controls fight, flight, or freeze. And so, and I always like to make sure that I share that the amygdala is there to protect us, right? It's there so that when you are in a dangerous situation, that you are, the cortisol starts pumping through your body so that you can fight back, or you can run away, so you can protect yourself. However, when we are dealing with, when we're talking about anxiety and stress, or chronic anxiety and stress, and that amygdala is firing all day long, and that cortisol is pumping through your body nonstop, that's not good, right? That's going to leave you not feeling good. And so what tapping does is that as you're tapping on these points, what's happening is that a message is being sent to the amygdala in the brain, and it's telling the amygdala, hey, you don't need to be freaking out right now. You're not in fight or flight. And it has been shown to reduce the amount of cortisol that's pumping through the body by up to 40%. And that was, 43%. And that was a study that was done by Dr. Peter Stapleton. And that was in a group setting. And it's just so phenomenal, because to be able to reduce the amount of cortisol that's pumping through your body by that big of a percentage within minutes is huge, and you don't need anything besides your fingertips, you know, and it helps you feel better. So, because when you are in that fight or flight, or when you're having an anxiety attack, right? Sometimes since we're on video here, I'll use this. So I'm going to put my hand into a fist, and my thumb is on the inside, right? And so when we are making sound, good decisions, information comes up the brain stem to the prefrontal cortex, that front part of the brain. So we're going to pretend this part of my fist here is this part of my brain. And you can make those good sound decisions. But when the amygdala is going off, my thumb in here, right? This part of my hand goes up. And so you can't make sound decisions because the amygdala is going crazy and it's pumping all that cortisol. And so what's happening is that when you're tapping, it's telling the amygdala, okay, you don't need to be freaking out, don't need to be doing that. And the prefrontal cortex comes back online so that you can make those sound decisions. So when you're feeling really anxious and really overwhelmed, sometimes you'll probably have said in the past, like, I can't even think straight, right? Because the thoughts are just going crazy. And it's because all that cortisol is pumping through your brain and pumping through your body. And so by tapping, it's reducing that, bringing the prefrontal cortex back online. So you're calming the body. When you calm the body, then you can calm the mind too. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing, so that we can feel better and make those better decisions.
Yeah, and that's interesting too. How just tapping certain points will help make all that mm-hmm. change in your body internally. And so when comparing it to acupuncture, or using that as kind of a description. I know I've never had acupuncture, but I've seen videos and things like that of people getting the needles on their backs and, you know, other places. I am not imagining that tapping is something that you're going to be reaching behind yourself and right. tapping yourself on the back to do. So what are some of the locations that people would be able to use this technique in order to reduce the stress in their own lives?
Yeah. So there are several main points, and we call it a round of tapping. So I can just walk you through where the points are. So the first point is on the pinky side of the hand, and you can tap with either hand. And I always like to say, there's no wrong way of tapping. So I'm tapping with my right fingers on the pinky side of my left hand. And that's the first spot. The next spot is right on the center of the head, the crown of the head, right in the middle. And then you move to the beginning of the eyebrows, and you can do one hand or you can do both hands at the same time. And then you go to the side of the eyes, under the eyes, under the nose, onto the chin crease, the collarbone, under the arm, and then the top of the hand, between the pinky and the ring finger on the back of the hand. And those are the main points of the protocol. You can, and I always tell people, you know, if you're going through this and you're, you know, I'm going to try it, see how it makes me feel. Notice if there's one particular point that you're really drawn to that really feels good. Sometimes these are points that you naturally will touch during the day and you're not even aware of it. Like if you're sitting at your desk and maybe you're like, you're tapping on your chin, or maybe you're tapping on your lip, or when you're really stressed out, you grab your head and, you know, you're holding these points. So just notice, like, if that is you, or if one of them really, really stands out. And if you take anything away from it, it's just like, that's a point that helps me feel better, and know that you can go to that point, take some deep breaths, and that'll make you calm down and feel a little bit more in control.
Yeah, interesting. And so, is this technique something that you can do for many different kind of symptoms or conditions that you might be dealing with?
Mm-hmm. It helps with a wide variety of conditions. And I think that was another thing when I was first introduced to it. It's like, what? So it can help with anxiety and stress. It can help you with limiting beliefs. It can help you if you are you know, having trouble sleeping, if you're dealing with insomnia, I have quite a few clients that I've worked with that have fibromyalgia and are dealing with physical pain. It can help you with PTSD and dealing with, you know, the trauma that has happened, with trauma of past memories. It's really far reaching that it can help with all of these different things. And so the actual tapping and breathing while you're doing it, that's, you know, that's the first part of it. But the other part of it is that then we add in the emotional component. So the thoughts that you're having during it. So if we're talking about anxiety, like what is making you anxious, you know, the situation at hand that's causing the anxiety. And you use that information to create some phrases, and then you use those phrases as you're tapping on the points. So for example, you could say, even though I'm feeling so anxious, I'm acknowledging how I feel right now. Even though I'm feeling anxious and I feel it in my neck and my shoulders, that's just how it is right now. We're just trying to acknowledge the feelings, because a lot of the time we as humans don't like to do that, you know, especially when we're talking about intense emotions. It's a lot easier to try and stuff that stuff down and redirect our attention and ignore it. And I think we all know that can work in the short term, but eventually that's going to come back up to bite you in some way, and that could come out, whether it's, you know, just yelling at a loved one that doesn't necessarily deserve it, or, you know, it could come out physically. And I think, especially when we're talking about stress, there's a lot of, you know, when I ask somebody, if you're feeling stressed, where do you feel that in your body? Most people have an immediate answer to that. But what people don't realize is that it's not just stress. It's any intense emotion. It could be deep sadness. It could be anger. We hold these things physically in our body, and if we don't allow them to move and release them, they're going to cause some sort of physical issue for us. So, taking the time to hold the space for the emotions that you have can be a really, really powerful practice in itself.
Yeah, that's interesting too. You know, we could have all these different kind of symptoms, and the same techniques could help alleviate some of these things. And that's interesting how that could work. So how long would it take for someone? Let's say you're super stressed out, or mm-hmm. you know, going through, you know, having some thoughts that are making you anxious, or PTSD, or whatever it is that you're going through. How long would someone typically expect to have to be tapping in a certain location in order to start seeing the results and the benefits of that? That tapping.
So the answer is it depends. It depends on the situation at hand, right? So if you're dealing with chronic anxiety that's been going on for a really long time, it may take longer to get to the root cause of it. You know, a lot of the time, the issues that we are experiencing in present day are a combination of all sorts of experiences throughout our lives that have really layered on top of each other. And some of it we're cognitively aware of that, you know, is impacting us. And some of it we are not, you know, cognitively aware that these things are still impacting us the way that they are. And with tapping, it's very, very common that, you know, you could say, let's say I'm having a lot of anxiety about my job, right? And you're tapping on, even though I'm so anxious about my job and this project, that's how it is, all of this anxiety about the job. And then as you're tapping, saying those same words or that same phrase over and over on each of the points, it's very common that at one point you'll maybe have a thought that seems like it's unrelated, that seems that it's you know, something from your past. It could be, it could go all the way back to childhood of, you know, a time that you felt anxious when you were at home or something. And then our brain tries to be like, well, that's not related. I'm anxious about, you know, my job. I'm not anxious about me being a 6-year-old kid at home alone, you know, whatever it was. But when that thought comes up, that thought is coming up for a reason. It's not random. And so it really is this process of connecting the dots and just allowing the tapping to do the work. And when those thoughts come up, we explore it and we tap on that and we see where that leads. So I think how long it takes for it to work depends on a multitude of factors. One, how long you've been dealing with the issue. Two, how open and ready you are for healing. Sometimes we're not ready yet. There's other work that we need to do before that kind of cognitive shift can happen, that aha moment where it's like, oh yeah, I don't really need to be anxious about that, you know? And sometimes it happens fast. It really depends. I mean, when I was dealing with my anxiety, for me, I really feel that in my neck and in my jaw. I have TMJ, and then my TMJ will flare up. And so when I was first introduced to this, as I had mentioned before, it was in a group setting, and it was just a general anxiety, and I felt a little bit calmer. And then I went on to have some one-on-one sessions. And when I learned that this could not only help with anxiety, but with physical pain, at the time I was dealing with a lot of TMJ pain. And so I was working on that. And within one session, I went, you know, when you're doing this work, you will rate it on a scale of 1 to 10 of how intense it is, whether it's like how intense the anxiety is, how intense the pain is. And then you rate it again at the end to, you know, or throughout the process to kind of see where you're at and if it's progressing. And from in that one session of an hour, I went from an 8 to a 2. And that was enough to like just blow my mind, because I'd been doing all sorts of things to try and feel better. And then this weird tapping thing worked. So yeah, it just, it's great when it happens quick, but know that it can take some time.
And what about like the consistency with it? Is it something that you should be doing on a daily basis or weekly or whatever, or is it more like a as needed kind of thing? Or does it get better if you do it more frequently?
Yeah. I mean, I think with any tool, right? Like we're more apt to use it in the times when we're like super stressed out and we need it the most, when we're most comfortable using it. And we're most comfortable using a tool that we use all the time, right? So like, I'm always going to say even a few minutes of tapping a day is going to help. And I think most of us have something to tap on each day, even if it's like, you know, being annoyed that you were sitting in traffic, even if that's like the, you know, the least of your problems. There's always something that you can just like help let go of through doing it. So I would say the more that you can do it, the better.
So there's no risk of overdoing it where you get maybe like desensitized to it and it's not as effective at that point, right?
That is not an issue. And there are no negative side effects of it. So there's no harm in giving it a try. And I'm one who believes, you know, we have to find what works best for us. Mm-hmm. And that means exploring different avenues. And so I will always just encourage people to give it a try, even if you're skeptical, even if you think it's weird, you know, give it a try and see if it makes you feel better. And I know that, like, you know, I was the same way. Like, I really wanted to understand why is this working? But a lot of the times I'll have to remind my clients, like, okay, I understand that you want to understand why, but let's just take a moment to accept and be grateful that you're feeling better. Like, I just had a session last week with a woman who was having really bad knee pain, and she had never done tapping before. It was one of my intro workshops, and I asked for volunteers, and she volunteered, and she was saying that her pain was at an 8 and that she hadn't been able to do much for the last 3 days because she was in so much pain. So, and she was tapping with me and sharing, you know, I was asking questions. As the practitioner, my job is to kind of ask questions about the pain. You know, you want to get as specific with the issue at hand as you can. So describing what it feels like, how long she's been dealing with it, how does it make her feel that she has to put up with this, those sorts of things. And we used the answers to those questions to create those phrases. And as we went through the process, and we probably tapped maybe 10, 15 minutes, and she just kept on being like, I don't know what's happening. Like, this is really weird. Like, it feels better. Like, it feels better. You know, she was totally blown away by it. And she was trying, and I could see like the wheels turning, trying to be like, well, why? You know, I'm like, you know, we can continue to explore that, but just let's like accept it. Like, just be happy that it's working, you know?
Well, right. And I think there's going to be a natural curiosity.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to want to know, why is this working? Because it's such a great thing, especially if you've been dealing with chronic pain or anxiety, mm-hmm. or you name it. If all of a sudden these things are starting to become less of a problem for you,
yeah,
it's like, well, that's great. I want to know why.
Right.
Let's do more of that, because this is a good thing, right?
And I think some of it is specifically when we're talking about like anxiety and the thoughts, you know, that cycle of thoughts that we can get caught up in. Sometimes that can just take up so much space, like thinking the same thing over and over again, beating yourself up with these thoughts. And then when you take the time to tap and say it out loud, there is something about saying it out loud. And then all of a sudden it's like, there can be this moment of like, well, that felt really true a few minutes ago, but now like saying it out loud just seems ridiculous, or it seems silly, or I feel confused. That's another thing people will say. But allowing yourself to say it out loud, there's sometimes that can be enough to begin to create that shift.
That's interesting too, because we often will have the thoughts in our head about whatever it is, guilt, shame, you name it. You know, we'll have all these things going on in our head, and our minds can be our own worst enemy at mm-hmm. sometimes. And when you let those thoughts just fester in your own mind, it will probably continue to grow and just get worse and worse. But when you speak it and say these things out loud, you start to hear kind of how ridiculous some of these things are.
Right. No, that's exactly it. And it's like the same thing with when you think of, I just think of like a person running, right? Like running from their emotions because they don't want to feel them. And you get exhausted doing that, right? And so if we just stop and invite that emotion in, and I know that can be scary for people to really allow yourself to feel whatever it is, that can be, you know, a little bit overwhelming, but I promise you, you'll move through it a lot faster than you will trying to outrun it. So, yeah.
Yeah, that does make sense, because if you address the problem instead of running from the problem, if you run from it, the problem's still there. And it's, like you said, just going to be chasing you, perhaps, mm-hmm. you know, in that analogy. But if you stop and address the problem and do something about it, and this is something I think I've been advocating people to do, not necessarily through tapping this technique necessarily, mm-hmm. but through mental health counseling and, you know, other things that people can do to address some of these problems. If you do nothing about it, it's not going to get better just magically on its own. You have to do something. And, you know, like you said, there's no downside. There's no side effects from trying this technique. So there's, you know, as far as that is concerned, I don't see that there's any harm in trying it.
Right.
You know, worst case scenario is it doesn't work for you, mm-hmm. for whatever reason. And, you know, you've given yourself a little head massage or something, you know, in a way, you know, like it's
right.
Like you've done something, but it's, you know, worst case scenario is it just doesn't work, but mm-hmm. it's worth trying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the best case scenario is you go from that 8 to a 2 on the pain scale or anxiety scale or whatever the scale is that you're dealing with. And that just seems to me like a chance I'm willing to take, you know, like
just, right.
Let's do it and, you know, see if it'll work. Why not? Right.
Yeah. It's a powerful process. And I think the best way of, you know, learning is by doing and just experiencing it and doing some tapping and noticing, really, really tuning into to how you're feeling. And that's the one main requirement of the practice, is that you really need to create the space for you to focus in on how you're feeling. So if we're saying, you know, we're going to work on this anxiety issue, and you're saying, even though I'm feeling so anxious, but you're thinking about what you got to do tomorrow, it's not going to help you, right? Like, okay. So you need to allow yourself to really hone in on what's going on.
So would people be better off initially practicing this with someone like yourself who can guide them through it, as opposed to just starting it on their own and kind of winging it?
Yes. I mean, there are, if you go on YouTube, or even on, like, I have a YouTube page too, but if you go on YouTube and you type in EFT and anxiety, or EFT and physical pain, or whatever your issue is, you'll find a tap along video that you can do. However, doing that, it's not as helpful when you're not using your own words. It's most effective when you are using your own words to really tune into your specific issue. And, you know, no one's going to know but you about the thought that comes up that's related to something that happened years ago, right? And then going into detail with that. And so, when you're dealing with trauma or bigger issues or longer lasting issues, I would always recommend working with a certified practitioner to help you through that process and guide you through that process. Because as a beginner with this, it can be challenging to you know, figure out, like, well, what should I say? I mean, that's the most common question that I get when I'm first working with people. Like, I don't know what to say. I'm like, don't worry, I got you. You know, like, right. We're just going to talk. And then that's the way it works. We talk, I come up with a phrase, we make sure that you feel good about that phrase. If at any point the practitioner says something that doesn't feel right or authentic to you, you can change those words. And we just go step by step through the process and see where it goes. So yeah, I always think working with a practitioner, and me myself as a practitioner works with practitioners because I find it so helpful.
Well, that's good to know too, that there are people out there who can do this. And for people who are interested in learning more about what you do and potentially working with you as well as a practitioner, where can people go to learn more about this practice, learn more about what you do and everything else that yeah, you offer?
Absolutely. So my website is mindshiftwithlauren.com. So you can go there and check me out. I do have a masterclass available. So it's mindshiftwithlauren.com/masterclass. And that's a free masterclass where you can get all the more of the details about tapping. And then I'm also available for free consultations, and that can be set up by visiting talkwithlauren.com.
And are the consultations things like you could do through like Zoom or something?
Yes.
Or is it something that you do in person?
Yes, that is done through all through Zoom, and we can chat about whatever specifics, you know, you've got going on, and see if working together is a good fit.
Well, that sounds great. I'm glad that you came on the show and shared this technique. One of the things that I like to do on this podcast is share different resources that are available for people that aren't your traditional, the things that people typically think of when they're dealing with anxiety or pain or things like that, where, because there's some people who have tried those traditional things, the talk therapy, the, you know, pain management, you know, techniques and other things like that. And sometimes it just doesn't work for them.
Right.
And so when there is something else out there that could work, to me, it just seems like it is worthwhile to give it a try and see if it will, will help these people. And the more options that are available, the more likely it is that someone's going to find something that works for them. And so that's kind of why I wanted to have you on the show and share this technique, so that it's just one more tool that people can have available to them and potentially use if it seems like the right thing for their particular circumstance. So I'm glad that you were able to come on and share this with the audience. You know, again, it's another tool now that people can use if they weren't previously aware of this. You know, it's something now that they can do, and it's easy enough. They can do it themselves. You know, in the privacy of their own home. It's not like they have to go, you know, make an appointment at an acupuncture place or a therapist or any of that kind of stuff. They can do it when they need it, you know, just right at that time. And so, you know, I think it's definitely worthwhile to look into for anyone who's out there who's struggling with any of these things: stress, anxiety, physical pain, you know, any of that kind of stuff. Just give it a try.
And you never have too many tools in the toolbox, right?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Yeah. And if we approach all of our problems, this is something I think my father has said for years. If the only tool that you have in your toolbox is a hammer, you're going to approach all your problems as if they're a nail. And so, you know, right. When the only tools that you have available are, you know, things that may not necessarily be working for you, it's worthwhile to try a different tool and see if that works for you. And that's exactly what I wanted to get across with people here today with this particular episode and get this message across. And, you know, I'm really grateful for you coming on and sharing what it is that you do. And for anyone who's listening, the links that Lauren had talked about earlier in the episode will be in the show notes to her YouTube page, her website, and everything else. So you can find her through there and find more information and see if this is, you know, the right thing for you.
Perfect. I can also send you a PDF that you can include that has a visual of where all the points are too for people, but so people can check that out.
That would be excellent. Yeah. And so I'll include that in the show notes as well. And then that way people can kind of have that guide to take with them and use that on their own. So be on the lookout for that in the show notes. I'll be sure to include that. And Lauren, thank you again. It's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you. I'm really, again, glad for the opportunity to speak with you and have you on the show.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. This has been great. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube at Drive On Podcast.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.